Just some scriptures here real quick. I just wanted to lay a little background. We don't do this very often. Normally when we do the baby dedications, we just kind of fly through them. Say, hey, you want to raise this kid as a Christian? Yeah. All right, church, you want to help? Yeah, great. So just I'm just lay a little bit more foundation, just real quickly, okay? Malachi 2:15, didn't the Lord make you one with your wife? In body and spirit, you are his. And what does he want? Godly children from your union. So guard your heart, remain loyal to the wife of your youth, and do not break faith. That's fascinating. It says, what's the point? Why did God make man? I know, sorry, I just have to. Why did God make man and woman one flesh? He answers his question. He was seeking godly offspring. Two chapters forward in Malachi, it says, look, I'm sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives, and his preaching will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the hearts of the children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. Central to when God's will is done, parents, especially fathers, their hearts turn from all the things that naturally captivate them to the thing that's meant to supernaturally captivate them, the godly offspring, their children. And then, you know, we have hundreds of years later, John the Baptist comes. And this angel shows up and talks to Zechariah and quotes this verse. This is Luke 1:17, and it says, this is the angel talking to Zechariah about his boy John, who was just a little infant. Or actually, you know, okay, fine. He will be a man with the spirit and power of Elijah. He will prepare the people for the coming of the Lord. He will turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, and he will cause those who are rebellious to accept the wisdom of the godly. This is a preparation for Jesus coming, is true repentance. And for what true repentance looks like is, surprisingly, dads start to shepherd their children spiritually. Isn't that fascinating? And I'm kind of highlight this here. Steve, sorry, the weight falls on you, buddy, wherever you are. There you are. The weight falls on the husband. So much of the time, we see mothers who love Jesus discipling their children while dad is passive in this area because of insecurity and a host of other issues. And what scripture shows us is actually, I know training our children up is a biparental responsibility, but the scripture puts the emphasis on the dad. Why? Because the dad is generally the one who takes the back seat even when he's a believer. It's the tendency. Fathers, don't provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. Ephesians 6:4. Dads, pray for your kids. Dads, pastor your wife. Actually, if I go back up to Malachi 2:15, the first thing you can do to have godly offspring is be faithful to the wife of your youth. Your faithfulness to your spouse is your first act of discipling your children. And then finally, you see, I'm just throwing out some scriptures here. Malachi 2:15, Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, Luke 1:17, Ephesians 6:4, and now this one. Deuteronomy 6:4 through 9. Listen, O Israel, the famous passage, the Shema. We had to memorize this in Hebrew in seminary. I used to be able to do it, but I can't anymore. Listen, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one, or the Lord alone. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your strength, and you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Repeat them. Listen to this. This is how it's done. Okay, this is how it's done. Don't feel bad that you don't have like a set devotional time at supper table where people are really bored and resentful. Don't feel bad that you don't do that as a family. Do this as a family. Repeat these commands as you must commit yourselves wholeheartedly to these commands that I'm giving you today. Listen to this. Repeat them again and again to your children. Talk about them when you're at home. And when you're on the road, and when you're going to bed, and when you're getting up. That's what we're doing here. That's the goal. That's the goal. Because the Lord is your meditation, because you set the Lord always before you, because you meditate on his word, it flows out of you in your regular conversation. So that as you're talking about the bills, you're talking about it in a way that your transparent relationship with God comes out and your children are learning how to trust God with finances while you guys are talking about the bills. so that as you guys are processing a conflict that you're having in a close personal relationship, because your heart is so for the Lord and because you're processing it through a gospel lens, your kids are actually hearing how to trust the Lord and how to follow his principles in a conflict. We're not looking for times of devotion that family gets together and kneels down and your knees hurt and you're bored and you wish that you'd never did it once you grow up, like my parents kind of had that thing going on. We're looking for a life that is saturated with this passionate commitment to the kingdom that pervades all things. All right, let's bring up Stephen, Hannah, and Oliver, and family or extended family that's in the house today. Any leaders that wish to come up and lay hands on them? Did I cut too much of your time there, Tammy? She's not allowed to say yes at this point. It's like, oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. Yeah, go as long as you want. Just don't stop till you're finished, and you'll be all right. Who do we have here today, by the way?
Oliver John Goss.
I mean, in terms of like...
Oh. that was obvious now. This is my mom. She flew out from Illinois. And I believe you guys know all these people. John Lois, that's Hannah's parents, and Clay and Jen, her brothers. So,
would you like to say something this morning?
Is it your intention to disciple Oliver in the way of the Lord Jesus?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And are we committed? Are you guys committed to joining with them as brothers and sisters in Christ and whatever they need as they parent? And this is not a throwaway, like, sure, yes, you know, this is serious. All right. If you wish to show your support, please stand at this time and raise a hand toward them as we pray and bless little Oliver wherever he's going there. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bless you. We commit you to the gospel of God, and we speak blessing over your life. We ask that God would make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Let your heart love him all your days. More, God, we love you. And God, for Steve, more as a father, more. Captivate his heart, Father. Pray for the servant-hearted, sacrificial love of Jesus to flow from Steve to Hannah and to the kids. And God, love on him as he learns to know you through that emptying of himself. God, thank you so much. Bless Hannah more. Strength, wisdom. I see this mantle of wisdom on you. It's like a garland. And you carry it with you. I just see this. At the end of Proverbs 31, it talks about your children rising up and calling you blessed. And right now, we just anticipate that we rise up and call you blessed, Hannah. You are blessed. Bless this family in Jesus' name. We love you, Father. Amen. Amen. Amen.